Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We have been going through the latter part of this particular chapter, sharing some of the very succinct teachings that the Apostle Paul gave to the people of the church there at Thessalonica. And I want to look at the second half of verse 21. Last week we looked at prove all things. And then we look at this last phrase, hold fast that which is good. Now, first of all, you have to prove in order to know what is good. That's very important. You have to understand that or you'll come up with your own definition. We are watching today the redefinition of many of our terms that we used to think we knew what they meant. But today, even in the church, with this, all these new movements and things, it's redefining words, and what is good to you may not be what is good to me, but it's all good. Well, then that word good ceases to mean anything. We have to prove, first of all, what the Bible says is good. And then what are we to do with that? We're to hold fast that which is good. We're to take a hold of it and we're to cling to it with every fiber of our being. I was thinking about in relationship to today being the remembrance of Pearl Harbor. America was very much isolated leading up to that time. There was a large movement in America, let's not get involved in the war. We had started Lend-Lease, which many people were opposed to, whereby we were manufacturing ships, building equipment that was being sent to England so they could fight Nazism. And many in America were just saying, you know, we don't have a dog in the fight here, dog in the hunt. Let's not worry about it. But Pearl Harbor changed everything. It changed everything. That mentality was changed immediately. We've got to fight. We've got to deal. And why? Have you ever stopped to think why? Because we wanted to hold fast that which was good. We wanted to protect and keep what was good. And what we fought for back in World War II, we're giving up by attrition today. All right? I want you to think about this. We're not holding fast to that which is good. You know, to hold on something means you don't let anybody take it away from you. But if you're willing to loosen one finger at a time, before long those hands that were clenched tightly about that which is true gets given up, and then you just open your hand and then the wind comes along and blows away what's ever there. Why? Because you didn't hold that which was true and good fast. This is a remarkable verse. Because it goes against the culture of our day. We are allowing others to tell us what is good. We're allowing others to dictate to us what they say is good and then mock and ridicule us if we say anything different. It takes character and it takes the Holy Spirit's power to stand up today for what is good and to hang on to it with every part of your being. And so, are we giving to our children that which is good for them to hold on to? Are we teaching them to hold on? That's the lesson of the hour. And this verse of Scripture makes it very clear that not only are we to prove that which is good, and when you prove what's good, what do you do with the bad? Get rid of it. You get rid of it. You don't hang on to it. You get rid of it. And then both hands are clinging to that which is good. But watch out. Watch out. Over time, fingers begin to loosen, and we don't hold on to those things anymore, and little by little the things fall away that we once held, and then before long you don't have it anymore. And we're watching that happen in our own country, where that which is good has been taken away by attrition and carelessness and not holding fast that which is good. And then, when we look back and say, we've lost everything! What are we going to do then? That's a tough question. Listen, America's greatest worry is not those outside of our country. It's those that are inside the country. It's those within. When the Apostle Paul met with the elders on the island of Miletus before he left, he met with those Ephesian elders, he warned them, he said, listen, you've got to be concerned about those wolves that are within. That's the ones that will do the most damage to the local church. And the same thing is true on a national level. We've got to watch out. We've got to hold fast that which is good. May God help us today as we've gathered together and as we worship Him in song and as we hear His Word expounded to us. May we take it into ourselves and may we grab a hold of it and not let go of it for anything. That's the difference between being a hearer only and then being a hearer and a doer of the Word. A doer is one that grabs a hold of it and puts it to practice in their heart and life.